The dancer and choreographer Arthur Mitchell has died.
I was the first black classical dancer with a major company in the United States of America.
That was Mitchell speaking with NPR in 2000. The major dance company that he's referring to is the New York City Ballet. And later, Mitchell went on to found his own company. Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch team has this appreciation.
Arthur Mitchell was, as he liked to say, just a kid from Harlem who stepped into one of the most rarefied art forms. He moved with a grace and tensile strength that is the hallmark of great ballet dancers, but as he told NPR two decades ago, he was working against a noxious stereotype when the New York City Ballet invited him to dance his first season with them.
I joined them in November of 1955, and there was a myth at that time that blacks could not do classical ballet.
Mitchell killed that myth. He danced incredibly complicated modern ballet like Agon, as well as A Midsummer Night's Dream. He stayed with the City Ballet for 15 years and left after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. He wanted to make a contribution. So in 1969, he co-founded the Dance Theater of Harlem. Virginia Johnson was long a principal dancer with the Dance Theater's professional company and is now its artistic director.
Arthur Mitchell created Dance Theater of Harlem for a lot of reasons. One of them was to give people the opportunity to see this art form, classical ballet, in a new way.
He famously transformed the romantic ballet Giselle from Europe to Creole Louisiana, where the ghost of a peasant girl who falls in love with a roguish nobleman haunts a country grave. Classic form, new way. Kay Mazo became one of Mitchell's students when she was 13 and would go on to dance with him at the City Ballet as a young woman. Now the head of faculty at the School of American Ballet, Mazo says Mitchell wanted to change the face of ballet, literally.
Arthur was determined to make sure that the ballet world, which is a small world to begin with, was going to get bigger with more diverse people.
To that end, Mazo says, Mitchell would help any school or company that asked to find a diverse assortment of young dancers from around the country. That insistence to train and place qualified dancers of color in one of the art's least diverse genres is one of Arthur Mitchell's most important legacies. And it will live on in his Dance Theater of Harlem. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.